Paul?
I wanted to make a kind of companion point rather than have a boxing match over the two regiments, is that I think for patients, this reminds me of what happened with the tamoxifen should you start it up front or the AI. I think the patient should be told the fabulously good news is that there's a new drug that's been discovered recently that phenomenally improves your outcome of this terrible subset of breast cancer. And there's two vehicles, and they're very, very close. It's Coke and Pepsi. But the good news is the patients are fabulously ahead of the game from this discovery. And I think from these data, there's been a shift in our breast group, and there are others that have thought about this more than I. There's been a shift towards more use of this new regimen. I think we conduct clinical trials to respond to the data, and this is a large, well-conducted randomized trial. The data is very compellingly pointing down a certain direction. It would be mischievous, in my view, to ignore it for the benefit of patients at this early point. So I don't think I abandon the old regimen, but more use of TCH. And certainly it's appropriate to put patients in a trial where this is the control arm, in my view, anyway.
Neil, we have a bulldozer and we're arguing about the shovels.
Right.
And I realize that for practice tomorrow, that's probably the issue, but we can't lose sight of the fact that what's really interesting here and what's really exciting is that there is a targeted therapy against HER2 right. that in multiple randomized trials reduces the risk that a woman will have a relapse by a huge amount.
Right.
And
right.
in the end, it may turn out that the choice of chemotherapy, and we may be able to extend this much further than these specific regimens, has very, very right. little importance. And right. we may be able to do far better from a chemotherapy standpoint, not better in terms of efficacy, but better in terms of tolerability.
Kathy?
Yeah, I think, first of all, that this is great data, that TCH is a perfectly reasonable control arm in a study. I think that's going to be a good way forward. But I raise again the question of whether the data you show with the three arms looking the same in the HER2 Topo 2 amplified suggests that that could be interpreted as saying that that group of patients would do just as well without the Herceptin but with the ACT. And what does that mean? It seems puzzling.
Well, I think before you can make any conclusions as to those data, you have to remember that this is a subgroup.
Yes,
which actually is a good prognosis subgroup. Topo 2 co-amplification means you're going to do better even on the control arm than if you don't have the co-amplification. So essentially you're at a subgroup which constitutes only 35% of the population.
Yes.
We only have 32% of the patient population that we actually have samples on to look at that question.
Mm.
And the better prognosis group with fewer events, and then you're asking us to pull differences among three regimens. So you're asking a lot of one trial, even though it is a good question. The trial is not really powered to definitively answer that question.